Overture Center Foundation Incorporated out of Madison. And Jillian's the first reader.
Overture Center, multi-purpose performing arts, visual arts facility, and one of the largest presenting. Seriously, I don't know how they do everything that they do, but they are huge. 7 performance spaces, 4 galleries, a wide variety of programming that they offer, a wide variety of community residents who call the Overture home. Also rent out their spaces, a large educational outreach program. Overture staff is extremely qualified. And I think it is 81 full-time employees, 104 part-time employees, and 500 volunteers. Their board of directors, 24-member board of directors, includes 2 mayoral appointees, executive committee, finance committee, audit committee, governance committee, operations. I thought it was a well laid out kind of board. Board responsibilities were well laid out for them. Their arts education projects connected with the Kennedy Center, all of Madison Public Schools, UW system. They do a lot for the students in this community here in Madison. The onstage field trips, taking over 30,000 students and teachers. I thought that was wonderful to get students into to see these productions. The Jerry Awards, which is another high school review. And I think originated in Madison, this award, yeah. So this is something that it's a wonderful thing that's been going on for years and reaches 85 high schools across the state. And they also work in partnership with other arts organizations. The Grand in Wausau is also one of their community partners that works with them in providing adjudicators. Their Arts Career Spotlight is another program to introduce disadvantaged populations to different arts jobs. And this was just their pilot program that took off, but they got a wonderful response, and it looks like they'll be keeping this going. Their community ticket program to reduce the cost of tickets for different populations, family who are stressed economically. I think it's a $3 ticket price I saw in there. Online information is in Russian, Spanish, and Hmong. And 50% of all their students distributed go to about 2,000 individuals who don't pay anything, I believe. I can go on and on. I thought they were a very strong application. I thought they had their hands in absolutely everything. Like I said, well-qualified staff. I had a note here, but then I crossed it out. Their Broadway performing house as well. I thought their programming was very diverse. Offers a lot to... They serve a lot of communities, and I think they had something for every community that I saw. So I was impressed by that. Good balance of low-cost programming versus their higher ticket prices. There was something for everybody. Strategic plan in place for the next 5 years. Their annual report were beautiful, and I thought very clear and concise.
They're in a different league. You know, 185 employees, that's almost the capacity of the opera house that I just left. Over the capacity of some of the other smaller groups we've been looking at today. Really impressive. is just amazing what you can do with with all
that's the money.
Interestingly, they noted, this just kind of stood out to me, that one of the things they do to support downtown, they've got this lively downtown, they employ 200 creative professionals, and I don't know if they meant it like this, but that's kind of something they do for their community. They employ 200 creative professionals. The city of Madison provides $2 million a year, but that's only 10% of their budget. The censored kids monitors in the lobby for those who have to leave the room, all of that, ASL interpreters, and, you know, you can provide that in a city like Madison, so that's really great too. They have 300,000 constituent records in their database. 50,000 people follow the main Facebook page. It's like, gosh. That Rising Stars program, they talked about expanding it, and they're doing auditions around the state, in Oshkosh, Wausau, and La Crosse. They mentioned the Lullaby Project, which sounded like a neat project, too. Fabulous looking brochures and annual reports. Wonderful.
There's one thing they added in there that stood out to me, which was there's, because of the location of where they are and the number of entrances, I think, so a fair number of homeless people who travel through or spend time in their building, and they've gone out of their way to work with their security to make sure that they don't rush them along, that they allow them to be in that space. And I thought, that's just a generosity you don't see everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it would be very easy for them to have a very different point of view on that. And I was really pleased to see that particular effort.
And I didn't even mention their beautiful gift shop, which is...
just fun to shop in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Jerry Awards, is that named for Jerome Fauci? Mm-hmm.
Any additional?
No.
Great origin